Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Field. I'm your host, Ken Nelson. And on today's episode, I have Tim Slawinski, who is the director of the Food and Dairy Division for MDART, and also Norm Hess, who is the executive director for the Michigan Association for Local Public Health. And on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how MDART and MOUTH work together to protect public health and food safety. How are you both doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Doing well. Thanks.
Great. So Tim, I'm going to start with you. So how does MDART and MOUTH membership work together to protect public health and food safety every day?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the MOUTH membership is made up of local health departments. And between MDART and the local health departments, we have a shared responsibility over food establishments in Michigan. So MDART is responsible for certain food establishments, while the local health departments are responsible for others. So we do inspections, complaint investigations, and follow-ups to any type of issues we may have. Another area where we do kind of overlap or work together has to do with when there are foodborne illnesses. So your local health departments will be the entity that's working directly with the patient, getting things like food history, and if they have to collect samples of the house, things like that. That would be your local health department. Once a food is identified, that is where MDARD would typically step in and do the investigation on the food at the manufacturing facility, possibly look for distribution and things like that. So that's just two of the ways where we interact and work together to help protect food safety.
Yeah, I agree with Tim. And I think that a lot of people might be surprised to know that in the United States, 3,000 people continue to die each year from foodborne illness. So it is it's a significant issue. And I think that also people may be surprised about the local public health's role in protecting food safety and inspection of restaurants and helping with plans, because especially at this time, people tend to equate local public health with the COVID pandemic response. But there are many other things, including food safety, that local public health departments are interested and involved in. I think that one thing I would add to Tim's comments are that when issues arise that are best addressed through policy change or legislative change, MOUTH and MDARD work together on those. And sometimes, MOUTH is the Michigan Association for Local Public Health. So we might gather information from EH staff as well as MDARD might. And we might also talk to health officers and medical directors and nurses, and then kind of work with MDARD as well as the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the legislature to craft a policy or some legislation that might address that to protect the food supply.
And so, Tim, what is MDARD's role in accrediting and supporting local health departments?
Oh, yeah, good question. So MDARD does have staff that do go out and accredit the food programs for local health departments. So the accreditation process involves three different state entities. So you have MDARD, you have what we call EGLE, which is Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and then Department of Health and Human Services. So all three entities as a whole accredit local health departments. MDARD is focused on their food program. And so we basically do a review to ensure that each of the local health departments has the appropriate elements needed to have a quality food program. And then on top of that, we also have what we call a standardized trainer program, where our staff will standardize trainers within the local health departments. And then those trainers train other local health department employees so that we have some consistent training across the state so that there's consistency with the way the laws are interpreted and enforced. And then we also do some consulting and hold training sessions for local health departments as well in terms of the food law. So a new local health inspector will attend like a food law training that's put on by MDARD.
So Norm, what are the distinctions between MDARD's role on food inspections and MOUTH members?
Yeah, I think one distinction is the types of facilities that each evaluates and licenses, and Tim alluded to this earlier. Local health departments license businesses like restaurants, coffee shops, bars, and school cafeterias that prepare and serve food. And then MDARD is responsible for places like grocery stores, convenience stores, and food processing plants. But they do work together in the case of possible complaints of foodborne illness. There's a lot of interaction, but MDARD is really the state agency that has authority from on a statewide basis for regulating food establishments, and they delegate some of that authority to local health departments to collect licensing information, to review plans, and to conduct inspections of certain types of facilities.
So Tim, go ahead. You want to add to that?
Yeah, and just to give you a feel for the numbers, so the type of establishments that local health departments will inspect, which we call food service establishments, there's about 45,000 across the state that will be licensed by the local. They actually receive an MDARD license, but they're inspected by the local health departments. And then for MDARD, you know, we're going to inspect manufacturing facilities, warehouses, retail stores, as Norm mentioned, and there's about 18,000 of those facilities across the state. So, you know, you're looking at 45,000 regulated by the local health department, about 18,000 regulated by MDARD. And there is a lot of interaction. So as you know, manufacturing facilities supply to restaurants and other places. So we definitely have interaction when things like that happen. So if we're aware of a product that's an issue, we'll work with the local health departments to either get it off the store shelves or get it out of the restaurants.
So Tim, could you give some examples of the role MDARD and MOUTH play in economic development around food and ag companies, like well inspections, and could you name some other things?
Yeah, you know, first I just want to mention MDARD does have an agricultural development division that does a lot of grants. And so that is one element that MDARD has for agricultural development that can help provide funding to, you know, up-and-coming firms or firms that are expanding. So just wanted to mention that real quick. We both take part in ensuring that new businesses have everything necessary to produce a safe product and operate properly. So we commonly come across, okay, we have a new business that's applied for an application. If they're, for example, if they're water, if they're on a well, we'll have to make sure that their well has been inspected and approved by the local health department. Same thing with the septic system, that'll have to be approved by a local health department before they move forward. And then both MDARD and local health departments will do plan reviews of the firms prior to opening. And that's helpful because it helps them understand, you know, prior to all the construction being done, prior to all the bricks and mortar being put up, we help them understand what is needed to be able to operate in a safe manner. So things like where toilet facilities or hand washing facilities need to be, or do they have a 3-compartment sink? Plan reviews are really helpful in that. So to me, that's helping to set some of the companies up for success so that they're able to make a safe product. Because it's always difficult afterwards if you've already opened and then you figure out, well, I need a hand sink and I don't have a drain there. You know, we try to avoid that type of situation. So those plan reviews are really helpful for new businesses, I believe. And Norm, I guess I'll let you add on to that.
Yeah, I was thinking along many of the same lines. I think that people may be more familiar with the inspection function than they are this plan review. And I think that those activities are very important in helping businesses plan ahead and avoid any delays in opening their business. And also, I think keeping establishments accountable to food safety is an important function because, you know, if you have businesses that are repeatedly having outbreaks or contaminations, they're more likely to fail. And so I think that it's kind of not a real visible aspect to the general public sometimes, but it is very important in keeping the economy of a local community safe and thriving.
So Tim, where are the places where MDARD and MOUTH intersect?
Well, I think there are a lot of places where we intersect. You know, foodborne illness investigations is one, where you may have products that, well first that the local health departments are working with the patients to get information, but you have products that may have been sold at restaurants as well as retail facilities and maybe manufactured at a place that we inspect. When there's recalls, we'll work together to make sure product is off the market. You know, one example of a event that came up that I think about when working with local health departments is sometimes we get calls from the state police with trucks that they've pulled over on the road. So if sometimes they'll pull over a truck that's got some suspicious food in it and they'll contact MDARD. One occasion we had was in the middle of summer, it was like 90 degrees. There has an unrefrigerated truck full of meat that came from Chicago, and the meat was not in very good condition. So the state police called us. We had figured out that the truck had made several deliveries to restaurants prior to getting pulled over. So we were able to work with each of the local health departments. You know, they went to the restaurants to make sure that the product that was delivered didn't make it to the consumer. We made sure the truck didn't make any more deliveries and the product got properly disposed of. But that was a case where we really intersected and worked together to make sure that that product didn't make it to a consumer and didn't get people sick.
So Tim, could you walk me through a typical food inspection at a grocery store by an MDART food inspector?
Sure. Yeah. So at a grocery store, so our inspectors would enter and identify themselves to the employees and ask to work with the person in charge at the facility. They would do a walkthrough, look around for sanitary conditions, look around for food handling practices, you know, look for any signs of pest activity or any type of infestation, look at like pest control records, things like that. They would check temperatures of products. So if they have foods that require refrigeration or foods that are being hot held and supposed to be held above a certain temperature, they'll check temperatures because that's important, because otherwise dangerous bacteria can start to grow in foods if they're not held at the right temperature. They ask a lot of questions of staff and of the manager to see what knowledge they have. You know, do they understand proper food safety practices? Do they know signs to look for a foodborne illness so that if employees or they have those symptoms, they're not working around food and can't possibly spread it. So they will ask a lot of questions of staff to understand the knowledge of the staff related to food safety. They'll do some label checks, you know, make sure that the products that the store is making are being labeled properly, may check out some of the products they're selling. And then they're going to look for proper practices like hand washing, dishwashing, things like that. Make sure that things are being cleaned properly, and then they'll conduct an exit interview with the manager to make sure anything that they found or any concerns they have are identified, and make sure that the manager is aware of those things.
So Norm, what are some of the commonalities your members see in a typical food safety inspection at a restaurant?
Yeah, some elements of the process are similar to what Tim described for the types of facilities that MDARD inspects directly. You know, the assessment is really based on risk factors that can lead to foodborne illness, like temperature of food storage, unapproved food sourcing, and cleanliness of the facilities. And so some of the, you know, things that they would point out and potentially cite a restaurant for would be cross-contamination as they're preparing food. You know, are they preparing raw meat and then, you know, not properly sanitizing and then, you know, putting vegetables there and that type of thing? Or where do they store their food? Do they store food in a way that it could be contaminated through, if something were to drip? And then sanitation is especially important, especially the food storage areas. Hand washing, as Tim had mentioned, that is really critical when you're actually preparing and serving food, and then monitoring the temperature as well, because we don't want any food that it needs to be at a high temperature kind of cool off over time and then potentially grow dangerous bacteria.
So is there anything else that both of you would like to add to our listeners about food safety, public health?
I would just say wash your hands is one of the things I always like to hit home with. I think hand washing is a very important thing anytime you're handling food. And most people don't do that properly or enough. So I guess my pitch whenever I talk to someone about food safety is wash your hands.
Right. And definitely many of these same principles that apply to establishments are applicable at home as well. I think that people do not take into account the need for hand washing or the need for care when preparing meats that could be potentially a source of foodborne illness. So yeah, I would say, eat in restaurants that have been inspected well, and also be careful at home when you're preparing.
So Norm, for people wanting to learn more about what MALF is doing for public health, where can they find more information?
Yeah, so we have a website for our association. It's malph.org. And if you go to that website, you can find a map of Michigan that serves as a directory of all local health departments in Michigan. So you hover over the county or counties where the district is, and you can get the contact information for the local health department. And generally, these types of issues are referred to folks in environmental health, is the section within the health department that you'd want to talk to.
Thank you, Norm. Tim, what about folks that want to learn more about food and dairy, about food inspections, whether it's companies or people in the public, where can they go?
Yeah, they can go to www.michigan.gov/MDARD. There is a food and dairy tab. Once you select that, there's different options. So you can learn anything from how to get a license to cottage food to updates on recalls and anything like that. So I would suggest going to our website and wandering around a little bit.
Thank you so much. And listeners, I'll put those websites in the show notes. Tim, Norm, thank you both for coming on today. Really appreciate you taking the time out. Listeners, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.